What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
More expletives like in a KJZ post-show meeting. Wow. Key, can you translate? I mean, there were so many bleeps in there, I couldn't understand what any of those bucks were saying.
Well, they were just making sure that everybody was taken care of with the ginger ale they were drinking.
Yes, it's called spirit juice, Zubin.
Yeah, at least they had fun, because I was a little concerned after the game. I was concerned about their post-game celebration, because it was kind of like, yeah, we won, man, hi. You know, it wasn't, but at least we got to see what the excitement was at the parade. That was big time.
There's no doubt about it. Ginger ale, the cure for an upset stomach and after you win the Super Bowl.
And I've been sitting here kind of thinking, what do I do when I take over president at ESPN after I stabbed 17,000 people in the back to get the job? You know, what's the first order of business?
What would it be?
I don't know. I think I'm going to get Jay a show after dark on ESPN Plus.
Ooh, Jay after dark.
Co-hosted with a couple people. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Like who? Who would be my co-host? I need more context here.
Based on all their followers that they have on social media, I'd probably go Kim Kardashian and Cardi B.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That would get some major interest, Key.
Yeah. And then I got to find maybe like see if a special guest, LeBron James, could come on with all his followers. And, you know, Peyton Manning can come on. Coach K can come on.
Would we break down any paintings? Would we see any paintings that we could break down potentially?
Stop, man.
What? We talked about it this morning.
I know, but.
Yeah, okay.
I know. Bob Ross and the Joy of Painting are on Peacock, but you can catch Jay After Dark.
What Jay is referring to is Kim's daughter, North, did a painting of some sort, and it's been widely criticized on social media about the
authenticity.
It was a Basquiat. It was like a Basquiat.
Of whether or not she did it.
Because?
Because it looks.
And she's a young child.
She's 7 or 8 years old. And that thing, man, that thing looked, it's nice, but a 7 or 8 year old really doing it, man. So my kid brought it to me last night without.
Similar age.
Yeah, similar age. Without saying anything. I'm, you know, minding my business. She brings it without the kid, just the photo of the artwork. And she goes, Dad, what do you think? I'm like, oh, it's cool. She goes, do you think I think she said 7 year old did this? And I'm like, no, probably not. No. She goes, yeah, 7 year old did it, Dad. 7 year old. I'm like, no. And then she goes, and then I say, you know what? It could happen. Yeah, maybe the kid is very artsy and just the family and everything. She goes, Dad, it has shadows in it. And I start laughing. She goes, look at the grass. Look at the needles on the grass, Dad. And she goes, she said this true. She says, I'm 8 years old. And when I was 6, I'm going to show you some of my artwork. She went and pulled some stuff out.
Stick figures, normal stuff.
Hand painting of her hand. you know, a little script. And she goes, if I could go from 6 to 8 and I could do that, oh, we getting ready to quit ESPN.
You don't need this job no more.
I just was like, okay. And then I didn't even know who it was till I got to the show today. And then I started doing some searching on stuff. And it popped up. And it was Kim Kardashian's daughter. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, you're going out on top. Once you become president and you quit, that's the way to go. Nowhere else to go for Key.
Jay After Dark.
Jay After Dark. Zubin, president of ESPN Sports Centers.
Right, president of ESPN Information Technology. I know, right. You need your computer fixed? Call me. I'll be right over. Chief Technology Officer. Let's roll and paint a picture with the Super Bowl champion, Chris Canty, who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. Chris, I know you just got off the air with your show on 98.7 ESPN, our affiliate in New York. Just have a little fun with Brady before we dig into what's on tap for your squad, the Cowboys, the rest of the NFC East. You saw the way Brady celebrated. You're a Super Bowl champion. What was celebration night and a couple days later like for you, if you can remember it?
Well, I had surgery a week after the Super Bowl, so I wanted to make sure I got all my partying in before I went under. And let's just say it this way, guys. When you have a parade with 3 million people down the Canyon of Heroes in New York City. That's a great way to kick off your celebration, followed up by a concert by Jay-Z in Carnegie Hall where you have your own box. Oh, wow. I mean, there was no getting better than that. I mean, winning a championship in New York City is unlike anything else, especially for a kid that's from the Bronx, from Co-op City. So it was a dream come true. Like, I completely understand what those guys were feeling on those boats down there in Tampa yesterday. Good on Tom Brady and the rest of that crew for getting it in and celebrating properly.
No, they did the damn thing, that's for sure. You know, right now, you've been in this position, having won a Super Bowl and then trying to get back the next year to repeat. What's the biggest issue that the Bucs could face going back for number two?
The attitude that Bruce Arians talked about yesterday, thinking that you could just run it back, what we saw from the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you just can't just run it back. You just don't start where you left off. Like, you have to go about the business of putting your team back together and defining what your agenda is going to be and going through the process of continuing to improve. If you look at all of the Super Bowl champions, those teams continue to improve as the year goes on. You saw that trajectory with the Bucs this year. You can't say that for the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's why they got beat on Sunday.
Canty, you were a former Cowboy before you won your Super Bowl championship with the New York Giants. What did you make of Dak Prescott being left off of the hype video for the 2021 season?
Well, I hate to use a double negative, Key, but it's not nothing. Like, it's something. And it was a situation where it was deliberate that they left Dak off of that video. Now, he's you know, not under contract. He's supposed to be a free agent. We expect him to be franchise tagged again. I think the date on that is March 9th. But apparently, this is the organization trying to send some type of message to Dak. For the life of me, I can't understand why you would want to do that. This is a guy that put it on the line for you, playing on under the franchise tag, put himself in harm's way and got injured on a quarterback draw trying to give your team a chance to compete and win against a division opponent. I don't understand why you would want to continue to take shots at Dak Prescott when he's handled himself with class and with character since he got there in 2016. Makes no sense to me what they're doing, but what they ought to understand is the ball is in Dak Prescott's court. He has all the leverage, and he's going to determine what the outcome of this contract stalemate is going to be.
So, Chris, you don't buy into that it was some intern kind of forgot or whatever that they just
come
hired?
Come on, Key.
I'm oversight. Just asking.
Oversight.
Man,
it's a multi-billion-dollar organization.
I'm just
Stop
asking,
it.
Man.
No, you know better than that. You was a part of the organization. You know better than that.
I do know this.
You taught me better than that.
Calculated.
You taught me better than that. Stop it.
I just had to ask.
With that being said, how likely is Dak and the Cowboys to part ways at some point over the next 2 years? Do you think? Or do you think they find a way to make it all work?
Well, you put years on it, and so that makes it a little more convoluted. But as far as 2021 goes, I don't think he's going anywhere. Like, he's going to be there. You know, I don't know that this team has anybody that can be more of a stabilizing force other than Dak. I mean, you saw what it was after his ankle injury. I mean, the team fell off a cliff. They were non-competitive. So I just think that this is a guy that gives you a chance when he's healthy. And with all the moving parts that the Dallas Cowboys have, I mean, with the issues that they have with the offensive line getting old overnight, the defense being historically bad, like, I just feel like Dak Prescott is the one constant that you can depend on, which is why I think it's asinine to decide to try to tick this guy off by leaving him out of that hype video, getting the season ticket holders ready for 2021.
Okay, CC, talk to me about my team in NFC East, the Giants. How confident are you in Daniel Jones? And will this be the year we'll finally see him and Saquon Barkley be fully healthy together?
I mean, I don't know how you could say you're confident in Daniel Jones. I mean, there's still a lot of show and prove there, right? You do like the way he was trending in the second half of the season before the hamstring injury. But I still think Daniel Jones is a huge question mark, and this is a big year for him. Now, what I will say is this. The offensive line in the defense, based on what we saw in the last eight games, they're trending in the right direction. You're talking about your quarterback being supported with a top-10 defense and a running game that was giving you north of 100 yards. So if your quarterback can't make it happen with all of those things, if he can't give you more consistency, both in his production in the passing game and then being able to cut down on the turnovers, then you're probably talking about moving off of him and trying to figure out who your next quarterback is. Because Bill Parcells used to say this all the time. If you have to keep asking yourself the question on whether or not he's your guy, eventually you're going to land on the answer being no. It's getting around that time for Daniel Jones.
So who's the guy for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Who knows, man? Doesn't sound like it's going to be Carson Wentz, though. I mean, that's not a matter of if. That's just a matter of when. I mean, it feels like the organization tried to appease him by moving on from Doug Peterson, but from all reports, it sounds like he wants out regardless. I guess he wasn't thrilled with the Nick Sirianni press conference. But, you know, it seems like Indianapolis and Chicago are both players. They're both in the conversation of being potential landing destinations for him. So I would probably say it's going to be Jalen Hurts. He'll be the incumbent, but I wouldn't be surprised if they add another quarterback to this room for competition before training camp starts.
Chris, Cam Newton seems like the name that keeps popping up in Washington with his former head coach of Carolina Panthers and Ron Rivera. Do you see that as a good fit a second time around?
You know, Key, I don't, because I think the Washington football team, they need to try to find a long-term solution at quarterback, and they just solved who the answer of who their backup quarterback is going to be in Taylor Heineke, because they signed him to a multi-year deal. So, I mean, I think they've got to try to find somebody that can be the next quarterback for, you know, the next decade plus. And that's not going to be Cam Newton. I think they looked to the draft. Clearly, they were involved with the Matt Stafford conversation. If they were in on Stafford, you got to think they're probably in on the Deshaun Watson conversation. But if they strike out with that avenue, then I wouldn't be surprised if the Washington football team uses draft capital, significant draft capital early on, in order to add a quarterback to this team. Mm-hmm.
Chris, pleasure to have you join us this morning. There's so much to talk about, the dueling nature of Darnold and Jones in New York, and what I think you said so eloquently that a lot of people are believing. In this particular regard, you just can't give the Cowboys the benefit of the doubt, because that 22-year-old social media kid is probably more savvy than his 45-year-old boss when you think about it. Chris, thank you so much.
Not a problem. And Jay Will, listen to me, man. Don't trust Keyshawn, man. If he's going to give you a Jay Will After Dark and try to set you up with Kardashian as your co-host, man, don't trust that, man.
No, I'm going to give him Cardi B, too.
I got to look deeper into it, CC.
I'm going to give him Kim and Cardi B. And that way they can get entertainers. He can get the basketball. I mean, I'm putting it together.
Well, he's executive producer.
Here's what I know, Key, and I'm not going to say nothing about Cardi B, but I will say this about Kim K. It typically doesn't work out for athletes on the other side of Kim K.
Oh,
so
Jay
Will, steer clear of that, man.
Uh-oh.
Steer clear.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. Uh-oh.
I didn't go down that avenue. I left
I'm a married man. I'm locked away. I'm locked away. No, I'm not doing it.
I didn't go there.
Key, not putting me in a position to succeed.
No, I am.
Hey, they trying to set you up like the Texans shut up Deshaun Watson.
No, man. Uh-uh. No. Plexiglass in between. Here, all right. Don't worry.
Chris, thank you very much. You can listen to Chris DiPietro Rothenberg weekday mornings, 5 to 8 Eastern, ESPN 98.7 in New York. Chris, thanks.
No problem.
See, that's...
Thanks, Izzy.
That I didn't even bring that up, though. I just was trying to put a show together with diversity and everything. I'm just, you know...
You mean diversity in terms of skinny?
Oh,
big?
God.
No. You meant that kind of diversity.
No.
Welcome to the party, Zubin. No. Welcome.
Diversity. Female, right. Spanish. What is Kim? What is Kim? I forgot. She's something.
See, you're next to her neighbor. Look, in Calabasas.
She's something.
She's something else.
Wait, I don't want to get it wrong. I think she might be Armenian. I think that is what she is. So, yeah, I'm just a diversity, man. That's all I'm doing.
Just trying to
fill the
quota.
That's a good show.
When you're the president of ESPN, this is very expensive. You're going to have to invest in a very wide lens, because the show is going to have to be shot.
And you know, I'm getting all the stories, Zubin. I'm getting all the stories.
Very expensive.
I'm going about Lamar Odom. I'm going about Tristan Thompson. We're getting all the dirt here.
I'm just saying that it would be a good show on ESPN+. It would certainly be great. Lamar Can't put Odom. Him on ESPN. Got to put him on Plus.
Yeah, Lamar after Odom dark. And Mickey Mouse just don't really. Those two guys. I'm
That's
not
why
really
it's
sure.
After Dark. Ah,
they should be
That's
together.
Why it's Jay After Dark.
Yes, everybody will be asleep.
The NBA is on ESPN Radio tonight, so don't go to sleep. Listen to it. Tune in tonight. Wall and the Rockets, Butler and the Heat. Jay mentioned, like, Butler's finally back. He'd missed some games. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. We're also brought to you by Capital One, with no fees or minimums on checkings and savings accounts and an app that lets you bank anytime, anywhere. Choosing Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. And then either Taylor Swift or Charles Barkley comes out if you've watch the commercial. That's banking reimagined. I think I'll pick a card again. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Capital One NA member FDIC. I just want to go back to the Cowboys hype thing because Chris said something interesting. You were a part of the organization. And again, I mean, it's a different time, a different era. But I just love the way that he had just essentially said, this is likely the most valuable organization in all of sports. Not American sports. In all of sports. Real Madrid, Barcelona. This is the most valuable franchise, Jay. They don't make missteps like this.
And Key, I want you to expound upon something because you kind of alluded to it, but you didn't go there.
What are you trying to get me in trouble with?
I'm just trying to ask you because I know when you do things like this, you say, yeah, I know that sometimes those things come from the top down. What did you mean by that?
Well, no, it's not that they come from the top down. It's just that when somebody like Jerry and Steven, it's their organization. It's like me and you. We're going to be involved and know important things like hype videos. Hype videos extremely of importance to Jerry Jones because it's all about the branding. And I go back and I remember one time, you know, I had a conversation. I used to have conversations with Jerry all the time on the sidebar. And I would say that, you know, I asked him, how come we're having training camp in California at this time? Because training camp for the Cowboys, I don't know if you know it or not, Jay, is in L.A. or in a suburb just outside of L.A. And I asked him why. And he said, think about this for a minute, which means he was right. There was no football teams in Los Angeles. So the Dallas Cowboys would go to training camp in Oxnard, California, which meant that the media has to come. Everybody in the state of Texas has to come to California to cover the Cowboys, and they're not coming out there for a day. So that was genius of him to have them come out there, and that means that they had to create stories every single day about the Cowboys to feed it back to Texas. On top of that, it's a huge Spanish population that follow the Cowboys. Oxnard, California is heavy populated with the Spanish. And so when you think about it, he did everything the right way. And so he knew from a marketing standpoint what would get the buzz going. And that's why when I think about it, I'm like, okay, Jerry knows what he's doing. Now, whether or not it alienated his quarterback and made his quarterback feel a certain way, I don't know. But I'm sure that he knew that this was happening.
No doubt. It's like the Lakers used to have training camp in Hawaii. Same thing. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase. Let's go racing.
Denny Hamlin's trying to block all lanes. He's to the outside, to the inside, to the checkered flag. Denny Hamlin has won the 61st edition of the Daytona 500.
Denny Hamlin is back to third. Chris Buescher fourth. Does anybody have anything left for the race leader?
Checkered flag is waving at the start-finish line. Who will get here first? Denny Hamlin across the line. Denny Hamlin will go back-to-back in an amazing finish.
You know, amazing might be an understatement because that first one, he won by 0.010 seconds. Just think about that for a second. If you're not a NASCAR fan or if you are, think about sitting in that car and winning by 0.010 and then avoiding a harrowing crash near the end. He's actually a three-time champion, but Denny's looking to become the first back-to-back-to-back champion at the Daytona 500. Where qualifying's already underway. Wednesday was a very busy day there. Denny joins us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline. He's one of the greatest in racing, and he's got an association with the greatest to dribble a basketball. We'll talk about that in 1 second. We'll try to get Denny here. We're having a couple of technical difficulties with Denny, but we'll be with him here in a second. Think about it, Key. You actually just sent me a text here a couple of minutes ago about your experience rolling in NASCAR, being out there, driving 200 miles an hour and winning a race by 0.010 seconds. I mean, think about the adrenaline there. We'll ask Denny about it, but you got in the car.
No, it is. And so people, you know, they always say, oh, they're not athletes. That's not true. They have to have athletic moves to be able to do that. They have to be in, I mean, you know how hot that damn car was? You have to be in shape to sit in. That thing is, I'll love to ask him the degrees, but if I can remember, I want to say that thing was about 130, 140, and you're in there for hours at a time now, and you got to be able to be strong to be able to hold the steering wheels. So you got to have some athletic ability, eye, hand coordination, all of that.
Let's bring in the three-time champion looking to become the first three-time consecutive champion at the Daytona 500. It's great to have Denny here. Denny, I don't know if you just heard Key. Kind of take us through what it's like to be in the car, the temperature, winning that Daytona by 0.010 seconds. Just take us inside what it's like to be in the ride.
Well, ESPN did a sports science thing on us probably 6-8 years ago, and it was like, we burned 13 and a half pounds of sweat. It's 140 to 150 in the car for 3 hours. So we burn a lot. We lose, between, 8-9 pounds, just kind of depending on what the race is. But yeah, certainly I think the, just the mental drain over the course of the race is the biggest thing you've got to overcome.
Denny, real quick, the opportunity to go back to back to back, something that has never been done in the history of this race with all of the amazing people that have won this race. What would that mean to you?
Well, it would be my biggest win, no doubt. Each Daytona 500 that we've won over the last 3 years, it's just, they've all been special in different kind of ways, but certainly doing something that no one else has done before, that would be singly my biggest accomplishment in my career.
Now, Denny, we should also mention last year it was a little bit tempered at the Daytona 500 because for NASCAR fans, they may remember what happened with Ryan Newman. There are some people that thought that he may not even be alive today after what happened there, the vigil outside of the hospital. This is always one of those situations where you're always hoping for the best. But I'll tell you what, the people I talked to on NASCAR when I was doing this, they were expecting the worst because of what happened on that particular day. At what point last year were you finally able to sit back and really celebrate your win? Because I wouldn't say it was marred, but there was a pall put over everything.
There was no point. I mean, usually that happens at the racetrack or, that night when you're with the team guys. But certainly we didn't know kind of the where Ryan was physically for many days. And so I think that we really never, got to enjoy that victory. And then, we kind of went into COVID lockdown after that. So we never really got to enjoy that one as much as the others, but certainly, it was still a significant win. And I understood that, by winning it back to back, it was a big accomplishment for me on the team.
Denny, what has it been like working with Michael Jordan on this new race team? How much is he actually involved?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. He actually arrives today, 3 or 4 days before the actual Daytona 500 this weekend. He is very excited about it. This is something that we worked very, very hard on to bring him in as the first majority African-American owner in NASCAR is huge. I'm happy to be able to, bring him into the sport. It's a sport that he loves. And, we're hoping to make history. Our team qualified fourth ahead of where I qualified for the race on Sunday. But, this is something that's going to be a big balance for me, competing and also owning a race team with Michael.
I'm rooting for Bubba Wallace, obviously, in this particular Daytona, even though he cheated me in the EA Pro Football sporting quarter that we had. He cheated me, and he knows it, but that's okay. He got me. What do you expect from Bubba as he takes car number 23 for you guys? Yeah.
We sat down and had a conversation with him, and the biggest thing that I expect is we just get better. I want to be running better in the summer than what we were in the spring. I want to be running better in the fall than what we were in the summer. And this feels going to take time. There's very limited practice this year. So he's got to get used to these race cars, and they will be different than what he's driven in the past. So it's just making sure that, he tempers his expectations. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. And like Michael says, in these pressure situations, you got to have a steady hand. So it's making sure that, his emotions, he keeps them in check, and he continues to grow as a driver. That's what I want to see. I'm not going to pin any certain stat to this is a success for him or not.
Well, I need a stat on this one, Denny. I know I don't want this to affect your business relationship with MJ. but Tom Brady has just won his seventh Super Bowl. Where do you rank Tom Brady as amongst the greatest all-time athletes?
It's so tough to say. I mean, you're comparing apples and oranges, like, you know, different sports and whatnot. But certainly I believe in the football sense, just, you know, his football mind and, you know, he's winning games, in my opinion. And I only know this because I'm older. I'm one of the older guys in my sport, is that I feel like I'm winning more races now with my mind than I am my physical ability or my all out speed. You know, Tom's been, you know, he's got a great combination of both. So I don't know. I mean, he's certainly in the top five athletes all time. But you know, he's just got that mental IQ of the game. It seems like that, you know, very few have.
From calling basketball games and having home in North Carolina, I've been to a ton of Charlotte games. I've seen you courtside a couple of times. Love that you love hoops. I know you have a basketball gym in your home to a degree. How impressive has it been for you to see what LaMelo Ball's been able to do, man?
You know, I won't lie. I was a bit of a skeptic, you know, during the draft. I'm like, oh man, you know, what are we getting ourselves into? But I mean, he is exciting to watch. Like, I find myself just kind of following him around the court wherever he's going, because you know, he does create that level of excitement, because, like, you know, what is he going to do next? Like, what pass is he going to make? What, you know, watching him dribble the basketball and the moves and how shifty he is and the body control, it's a lot of fun to watch. And so certainly there's something there to build around.
Denny, best of luck to you this weekend as NASCAR history could be made. And that would be an amazing way.
But before I let you go, I want to let you know. Season. Before I let you go, I want to let you know I like your pajamas.
What?
Yeah. I've heard it once or twice.
And that landed exactly the way Key said it would. Denny, thank you very much.
Good luck, Denny.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
One of the good guys in racing, and as I've said before, I'll just say this really quickly. A lot of times, like, you know,
told you, Evan,
pajamas.
When you get to the
Evan,
that was just awkward. Evan, why are you pushing awkwardness? Denny was doing just fine. You just had to ruin it.
Come on, man. You know, Evan's a cornball, so.
Pajamas.
It was the guy's idea who Key already fired as president of the company.
Jeez.
All right. Much more on the NFL quarterback carousel next, and then in 15 minutes, we're going to dig into the AFC East big time. What in the world?
You just gave Zubin a bunch of gray hair, man, when you said that, Evan.
Zubin got so stressed, he was like, oh, Evan, ruining another.
What do you do with Darnold? Do you sign Josh Allen just yet? Is Tua really good enough after some of his teammates have gone on the record anonymously and said he isn't? And what in the world do the Pats do? All of that in 15 minutes. Dak Trubisky on the way next. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. And oh, by the way, no coincidence that bubble car is number 23, right? If your Airness is your owner, it's number 23. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I start to empower my close friends that I work with at ESPN. J. Will, like I said, I'm going to give him a show on ESPN Plus After Dark, so it's got to be late.
But you can stream anytime.
Anytime, but it's got to be late because we're gonna do some stuff that is untraditional with Mickey Mouse in many. And then... Zubin, I'd kick you up, make you head of CTO. All Sports Center, just ahead of everything.
Gotcha.
You can be on camera, off the camera, behind the camera. I'll give that to you.
Dual role, Zubin, Chief Technology Officer.
Some of my bosses, like Justin and Amanda and Dave and Norby Nim, I'm going to kick them all the way up to the top, work right underneath me. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna make money for the company. We're going to change it. We're going to get real woke around here.
Last thing, can you get rid of the badge? I hate badging in everywhere. That's like the number one thing, okay, the rank and file employee.
Fingerprint recognition at every door.
Gotcha.
Right?
I don't know if I want to give away my data. I don't know if I want to give away my personal data.
Well, what else? A retina scan? I mean, come on. What do you want me to do? Right? I mean, it'll be nice. It'll be nice. And on top of that, we're going to have retreats at least once a quarter.
And mandatory cocktail before you go on your show.
And mandatory cocktails before you go on your show. So, I'm going to spend up all the money.
So if you're in Bristol this morning, start building the mini bar right next to the Starbucks. It's just an opportunity right there, abutted next to the cafeteria.
And I'm going to take a show or two in the summertime over to the south of France and let them just have fun and talk about soccer or whatever they want to in the south of France during the summer, at least a month straight.
I love it.
And you'll be there for the whole
month. And I'm going to, because I have to make sure that everything is going right. So I have to be there.
SportsCenter on the road in Saint-Tropez. Brought to you by Ford. Whatever Ford's tagline.
And Keyshawn Johnson has been relieved of his duties at ESPN.
But what a ride it was.
But what a ride. He's a major sponsor.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. And for the fellas in the business, I know a lot of sports talk radio hosts listen to it, as I appreciate your support. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you burn a segment. On the way, QB or not QB? That is the question. Will the Bills extend Josh Allen after one great year? Do they need to see more? Do the Jets need to see more from Sam Darnold, or is he already gone? What is Bill Belichick going to do?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
And is Tua and the Dolphins a long-term match? The answer from all of those questions. After that last segment, we had to go a little more highfalutin, which is why we're now going with the old school English. And QB or not QB? That is the question. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin is presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests appear on the Goodyear Hotline. It's great to have you with us. Hope you're having a great day. So here we go. Here's the deal. If you're just new to this, we're going to go through every single division until we're done with all eight. Yesterday, NFC East down the chute. You can check that out on the podcast. Today, we're up with the AFC East, and the name of the game is pretty simple. QB or not QB? That is the question, the major question surrounding each of the starting quarterbacks in the division. Today is the AFC East, and I don't think I've ever said this before. If I said it, I probably said it like 25 years ago. For the first time, the reigning AFC East champions.
Buffalo Bills.
Okay, I think we know they're keeping Josh Allen, but the question is, at what point do you feel comfortable extending him, considering it's been one great year?
Well, I'm going to take a look at it, and I'm going to talk it over with everybody and make a decision. And the decision that I'm probably going to make is let's wait and see one more year. We got an opportunity to franchise this guy. We could pick up his fifth-year option, but we could also franchise him if we need time to get a long-term deal struck with Josh Allen. He's certainly on a positive trajectory. There's no question about it. But then I look at the Jared Goff deal. I look at where Mitch Trubisky was at. I look at Carson Wentz. They all had some success in their first couple years. For the most part, Mitch Trubisky was there to lead them into the playoffs. And then you look at Jared Goff's Super Bowl. You look at Carson Wentz getting them in a position to go to the Super Bowl, then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose on all three of them. It makes me a little nervous. I'm going to wait.
I get a long-term deal done if I can get it at a favorable rate. I think if you're around like the $40 million a year rate, I think that could work. Because if you hedge the bet on this one, Zubin, if you let him play and he plays exponentially better, you could be talking about spending a lot more money in years to come.
If he plays exponentially better than he did, they'll give him every single cent. Matt Schick, ESPN radio host, hardcore Bills fan. Believe it or not, even after what he saw this year, slow it down.
Look, as much as I appreciate what Josh Allen did last year, we just need to be patient here. He took a huge jump this past season. We love him for it. We thank him. It was great. Getting to the AFC Championship game was incredible. But we need to make sure it wasn't a one-off. We just saw what happened when Jared Goff took the Rams all the way to the Super Bowl. They gave him a massive deal, and then he regressed. And then the Rams had to mortgage their future to unload him. I do not want that to be the case with Josh Allen in Buffalo. Look, I'm confident. But we've waited 25 years for a playoff win. What's one more year to make sure we have the guy who can lead us for another 10 years?
That's a good question. The Bills clinched in week 15 because this team, believe it or not, was again hot on their heels, overachieving.
Miami Dolphins.
Is Tua the guy?
I think Tua is the guy if I can't get Deshaun Watson. I drafted him for a reason. I need him to continue to grow. I don't want to stop his progress. He did well for us last year. Didn't do as well as we'd have liked, but the jury is still out on him. If I get Deshaun Watson, history to Tua.
I mean, did he have a rookie year like Joe Burrow? No, I mean, before Joe Burrow got hurt. But all I'm saying is let's give him a full offseason. Let's give him a regular preseason. And let's actually talk about the fact he's had dual offensive coordinators. That has to be difficult to juggle. Let's see how he does in the second year before we just make this horrible thing saying, let's get rid of him. Get rid of him right now. Unless you can get rid of him for Deshaun Watson.
Right. The jury is still out. That's Matt Schick. He's talking about Barry Sheck with the jury. Here's Tua last week on the show. Swag. This is my job. I don't care about trade talk.
To answer that question, quite honestly, I haven't really heard too much about that, you know, until it was told to me by my agent. The way I'd answer that is I'm the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, right now I can only control what I can control. And so my focus, my big focus is, you know, getting better from this year one to year two jump. And by doing so, that's with my eating, with my off-season program. I'd say the reason or the way I'd want to get better is with my pre-snap reads, you know, is going up to the line, my pre-snap operation with telling the guys to play, you know, knowing where everyone goes, understanding what everyone has to do, and going out there and executing that play.
We will see. Pats had their 11-year streak of winning the division snapped. Let's go to New England.
New England Patriots.
Cam, back or not?
I'm bringing Cam Newton back. I think when I look at everything and not having enough players around him and the pandemic and him getting there late and truncated training camp and all of the sort of things, I think I can fix that. Just got to figure out who else to surround him with.
I'm not bringing Cam back. I think actually the Washington football team are going to probably outbid the Patriots and what they would like to spend for Cam. I see a Jimmy G, a Jacoby Brissett, or if you're able to get a guy like Marcus Mariota, he can help your franchise way better.
Pats reporter Mike Reese in agreement with Jay.
I would say right now, Key, I would look in a different direction. And I think part of that was the limitations they had in the passing game. I have to believe, and I sense this, They'd like to be better in that area, and they're sort of balancing two parts. One, they didn't necessarily put Cam in the best position to succeed as a passer because of the weapons around him. At the same time, I think they're going to look at quarterbacks that maybe they envision being a little bit more efficient in that area, and there's a lot of questions as to who that might be, but I sense that they're poking around some other options.
That was Mike Reese on the show from a freezing Gillette Stadium. Last place, as always, belongs to
New York Jets.
Darnold, here we go.
Much like the Miami Dolphins, unless I can get Deshaun Watson, which is an upgrade, I'm sticking with Sam Darnold, and I'm figuring out what to do with the number two pick overall. Maybe I move down, pick up some of the things that I need, but I'm certainly not ready to move on from Sam. I think he offers some exciting things. He just needs to be surrounded around the right cast of characters, both as a coaching staff as well as players.
I agree. If I can't get Deshaun Watson, I stay with Sam Darnold for another year.
Greeny says the answer is simple. Number one, Jeff Fan at ESPN.
The argument for getting rid of Sam Darnold is pretty simple. It has just been a disaster in every conceivable way, and both sides probably need a fresh start. I still believe in Darnold, at least I believe in his talent, but he probably needs to go somewhere else and start over again. And the Jets probably need the same thing. They need to rid themselves of everything that reminds them of the last 2 years, and through no fault of his, Darnold is part of that. So that, to me, would be the reason to move on.
I agree, but how many times can you start over, Key? This is a perpetual motion of starting over.
He's already starting over with a new staff. Yeah. What are you going to change? Uniforms is going to change it?
I think you got to keep the quarterback because it's a constant churn of people. At some point, you got to stop that.
Yeah, changing the uniform is not going to change the player. Coaching staffs and putting better players around him is going to change the player.
Everything bigger in Texas, including this story next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.